She slid the manila envelope across the table to me. It's all in here. I made copies of bank statements, shipping records, everything. I was too scared to go to the police in Galveston. I don't know how far this corruption goes. Do you recognize the name Georgie LaFarge, or maybe it's George? Her brow furrowed for a moment, but she shook her head. I don't think I ever came across that name. I'd have to figure out the connection at some point. I took the envelope, my heart racing with the implications of what it contained. Wow, this sounds major. You did the right thing, Beth. This could explain a lot. Her shoulders sagged with relief. What happens now? Now I take this to some trusted contacts in the DEA and local police, I said, carefully tucking the envelope into my bag. Your information could be the key to bringing the whole thing down. Are you willing to testify if it comes to that? Beth hesitated for a moment, then nodded resolutely. Yes, it's time someone stood up to them. We talked for a while longer, going over the details of what Beth had discovered. By the time we parted ways, my mind was buzzing with the new information. This seemed way bigger than I would have guessed. The evidence Beth had provided could be the missing link we needed to connect all the dots. But I couldn't figure out why John Flick would have hired us if he was fully aware of what that van contained. I drove home, feeling nervous. We were close. So close to unraveling this whole twisted mess, but I was missing some major clue. Pulling into my driveway, a nagging worry crept in, worrying over having Rory and Chelsea under my roof. Georgie LaFarge was still out there, and now we knew we were dealing with an entire criminal organization. This case was far from over, and the stakes had just gotten a lot higher.